Good evening. Just have to start up the sermon machine. We all come from our busy lives into this evening's service, and we live our lives from day to day. Just think of all those little things in our lives that take up time. Eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and cooking them all. Washing up, shopping for food, relaxing, watching the TV, trawling through Facebook, reading, walking the dog, if you've got one. And then there are all the planned things in our lives. Going to work, unless you're retired. Seeing relatives, looking after the grandchildren, going on holiday. In the midst of all these things that fill our days, it's easy to miss the spiritual reality that lies almost unseen in us and all around us. I'll take you to the Garden of Gethsemane now. When Jesus and his disciples were in the Garden of Gethsemane, before Jesus was arrested at his crucifixion, the disciples thought it was just another evening in the garden, like so many evenings they'd spent there before. When they'd all been in Jerusalem together, that's where they went. The disciples kept falling asleep, as they usually did, assuming that Jesus had gone off to pray at his normal place, like he'd done so many times before. But this time, everything was different. Jesus didn't let the disciples sleep. He came and woke them up three times, telling them to watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. The problem for the disciples was that they failed to see the spiritual reality amidst what they thought of as another visit to the Garden of Gethsemane with all the normal events of a normal evening. When did they eventually grasp the spiritual reality of what went on in that Gethsemane night? Maybe not until Jesus explained it to them after the resurrection, during his 40 days that he was around. Like the disciples found out, it's really difficult to be spiritually aware of what God is doing in our lives and all around us. So often we spend so much time centered on ourselves, on what is normal in our lives, and we miss all the good, free stuff that God is wanting to do in our lives. That good, free stuff that the Apostle Paul calls God's grace. This lack of spiritual awareness, this lack of seeing God at work in us and the world, is of course caused by our sin within. The problem for us is that sin gets in the way of what God wants for us. Sin builds a wall between us and God. To us, sin is so often unseen, unnoticed, invisible. But to God, sin is as visible and horrible as a great wall obscuring our view of him. Like we can see the Great Wall of China from space, he can see the wall of sin quite easily. To God, our unseen sin is clearly visible. It's totally distasteful, polluting, blocking out his grace in our lives, blocking out his vision in us. One of the things the Apostle Paul says is that when we came to Christ, when we were born again, we stopped being enslaved by sin and instead became enslaved by righteousness, which leads to eternal life. Our problem, as Paul pointed out, is that we all too often allow sin still to have its way in us, even though we are dead to sin and alive to Christ. So why is that? Well, as we grow as Christians, we should be moving on in the spiritual life. So just as a baby grows into a toddler, and then into a child, and then a teenager, and then an adult, we should be growing in our spiritual selves, from our newborn baby self in Christ, from one degree of glory into another degree of glory. We should grow into the likeness of Jesus. We should be growing in holiness, as we've just been singing, becoming more set apart for God each day. We should be slowly growing into an adult in God's kingdom. Paul calls this sanctification. Our challenge is to live in the grace into which God has placed us. As we live in God's grace, we will grow in spiritual awareness. We need to increasingly see and understand the hand of God at work in us and around us. So how do we start to correct our lack of spiritual awareness? Big question. We must spend more time with God, allowing him to change us from the inside out. We must spend more time in prayer. We must spend more time simply resting in God's presence, asking him to make us more like Jesus, to reveal himself to us. We must spend more time meditating on his word or reading it and talking to him about it, and asking him questions and listening for his answers. We must spend more time asking him each day what he wants of us in that day. Much of this coming to God we can do while we're cooking, washing up, shopping, or journeying to work. Some of it we can only achieve by putting time aside and being apart. We must ask God that we might be brought closer to him, that we might be made more aware of what he's doing in us and the world around us. And we should do it now. It's hugely important for us that we don't delay in asking God that we might be more aware of him in our lives. Tonight, as we come to receive our ashes, let's bear in mind that our lack of daily spiritual awareness means that we are often unaware of the sin that God can clearly see in us, and the sin that blocks our vision of him. Very often, it's not the big sins, like stealing and jealousy and lust, or putting things that we shouldn't before God. It's very often not those big things that we need to confess. It is the general reign we have allowed sin to have in our lives, and the blindness that sin has caused to God's reality within us and all around us. That blindness sin has caused will bring blindness to God's grace within us. As Jesus said to his disciples, "Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation." Amen.